Amen. While you're standing, we're going to bring on the woman of God for the minister this morning. Amen. I want you to put your hands together. Welcome, Associate Pastor Arnice McTeer. She comes to minister.
If you have the Bible, I'm not going to say it. We're not going to be too long. It's women's day.
Amen. You know, the women did a fabulous
yeah,
job.
Excellent job.
Choir, the
choir messed me up.
The praise team. You know, us is ushering.
Thank God for all the elders, women elders, did a fabulous job in the room. We're going to go to the book of St. Luke, chapter 1. We'll start with the 5th verse. We're going to rest upon our feet as we read the word of God to God. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And also, we're going to go to Matthew 1 also. We're going to tie these two together. We begin at verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor drink strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, yes, even from his mother's womb. You may be seated. I mean, on your way to your seat, the title of the message is Chosen by God.
All right. Amen.
Chosen by God. I was trying to figure out how the Lord's going to lead me which title message. And I like the other one too. Mission Impossible. And go cross out the I am though. Right. Mission Possible.
Amen.
Zacharias and Elizabeth, they were both righteous before. before the Lord. They was walking in all his commandments. They was humble. They followed the law. They studied his ordinance. They was blameless. But they had one problem. They was barren. They couldn't have any children. It was very important to them in those days to have a child. Yes. Then a male child at that. But the Lord sent his angel, Gabriel, until Zachariah, and told him that you're going to have a child. And he said, what? I am an old man. We got kids in here, but be very careful. His seed wasn't producing anymore. She was well beyond her childbearing years, her flower age. They said, I'm old. How can this be? How can we have a child? Never heard of, can you just imagine you old, you in your 90s, and God comes telling you that you're gonna have a child? But he said he's going to be born, because he is going to be my forerunner. All right. Yeah. He is going to prepare the way for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be used that way. But he said, how? Lord, I'm old. And just because he questioned God. See, sometimes we better need to shut our mouths.
Amen.
Shut our mouths. And listen to what God's saying to us. I put a status on Facebook the other day. Be still and know that I am God. Be quiet. Listen. Pastor, how you say the handwriting is on the wall. Nobody's not listening. God is talking. No one is listening. And that's what happened to Zachariah. He was a priest, though. He was doing his priestly duties. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. He had his own agenda. He had his own plan. He wasn't listening to what God had to say to him.
Right.
He did not believe. He doubted. And because of his doubt and his unbelief, God made him dumb. He said, you're going to be dumb, not dumb, stupid. He said, you will not be able to speak until this become to pass. My word is going to be fulfilled. If I sent it out there, he's going to fulfill it.
Amen.
We just need to sit back and relax sometime. Amen. But he's not going to be able to speak all this time. Although they were praying for him outside. They were doing that corporate thing. They were praying. So he wouldn't be able to speak, so he continued on doing his priestly duties. He kept working. Sometimes we get so self-involved that we work and we've got to do this and do that. That's how we miss God. We miss God that way. He has to define the plan for our lives. We miss God. But he missed him that day. But he proved himself strong in his life. He doubted. But that's all right. You're gonna be able to open your mouth one day. Pastor Gardner preached about the message stuff the other week. Shut the up. You need to shut it sometimes. I heard Paul spoke to him, hey, keep silent. Be quiet. Listen, get in a quiet place. If the Lord has something to say through these passages to me, I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear what the Lord got to say.
Amen.
We open our mouths and make excuses. I'm old. We serve an impossible God.
Yeah.
But anyway, he continued doing his work. And then it was like weeks of work. It was just like day, one day you go to work, one day you go and come home the same day. No, this is weeks. It's priestly duty. But when he got home, he had to write to Elizabeth because he couldn't speak. We got to have some relations here because God said we're going to have a child and we're going to name him John. She conceived. God made her womb fruitful once again, productive once again. He had to show himself strong. He opened up a womb, the matrix. He opened it up and conceived a child. She became pregnant. And then she went and hid herself for 5-6 months?
Five months.
That's right, okay. I'm dead. But God chose an impossible situation to bring forth what he wants to bring forth.
Yeah.
His purpose.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go on down to verse 26. Another young lady. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her. He came in unto her. And said, "Hail, thou art highly favored." That's a blessing right there. When you favored by the Lord.
Yeah.
When he put his favor upon you, his mercy, his grace. Sometimes we don't even deserve that favor. We don't deserve his grace. We don't deserve his mercy. But he chose. He chose each and every last one of us. We didn't choose him. He chose us.
Amen.
We just answered the call.
Right.
Amen.
But he said, "You are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, "What manner of salutation is this?" And she began to ponder. She didn't doubt like Zacharias did, but she knew she was a virgin. She said, "I don't know a man in that way. I never had relations." Relations. You know, how can this be? I am a virgin. He chose her because she was humble. She was pure. She was obedient. She was teachable.
All right.
You're chosen by God to deliver and to carry the Son of God.
Yeah.
He chose her. Once again, how can that be possible? The Holy Ghost. She asked the angel, "What? How is this going to be?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost."
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost. He is part of the Trinity. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Who is the Holy Ghost? I like it when in the New Testament, when they were building the churches like Paul and Antioch and all them, you know, and the disciples and all them, when they were witnessing and talking about Jesus and his salvation and his deliverance hand and all that. They always ask a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved?
Amen.
We cannot live without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We cannot exclude the Holy Ghost. Because that means if you exclude the Holy Ghost, you're excluding Jesus. If you exclude the Holy Ghost, you're excluding the God.
Amen.
The Father. They all in one.
Amen.
They had a business meeting amongst themselves, a corporate thing going on.
Yeah.
I used to like that when my dad used to tell me, "You know, God is a business God. God is a business God. God is a business God." Okay? Why you repeat so much? But I'm going to make sure you listen. You listen. You listen. You heard me? You heard me? You heard me? You hear me? I'm like, okay, 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 okay. Call your name Pete. What you mean by that? What you mean by that? What you mean by that? Because you feed and repeat and feed and repeat. But he's trying to make sure we get it down in us here. The Holy Ghost. He will lead you and guide you to all truth.
Yeah, man.
He will direct you. He is our comforter.
Yeah.
I pray to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost come in my spirit. He's in me.
Yeah.
Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost is right there too. God is also.
Yeah.
I can't stand when people just disregard the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Holy Ghost is prevalent these days. I use them all the time. I can't live without them.
But yeah, I do not come in part. I came in my fullness, said God. And yet it was at the right disposition of time that I came in the fullness thereof. Yea, so that you may understand that I am God and God alone. And yea, I also sent my son, but yea, it was me in the form of my son, said God. And yea, I sent the third part of me, said God, the Holy Ghost, to guide you and to lead you and direct you, to make sure that everything that you have heard from me and the Son in Revelation shall be taught by the Holy Ghost and led by the Holy Ghost. But yea, we are one. We are one in one. We are one in you, said God. That makes you one in us. Yeah, you cannot operate without me. You cannot operate without the Holy Ghost. You cannot operate without my son. For we are together from the beginning until the end, said God. So lift me up as one, and I shall be one in these, said God.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
He shall overshadow you. He shall overtake you. He shall equip you.
The Holy Ghost.
He will empower you. He said, oh, by the way, that holy thing that which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. They had this conversation going on because see, we as a people, we as flesh, we have evil ways. We want to do our own thing. Jesus also, you stiff neck, you vipers of food. We disobedient children. See, back in, when children of Israel, back then, they was always disobedient. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. When God set his law and his rules down, there was so much sin and wickedness going on. God said, I'll be through with you. I'm just going to open up the earth and swallow up thousands of you. He didn't play. He was a righteous judge.
Yeah.
But he didn't play. You sin, he like, poof, you be gone. He didn't give you a chance. Thank God we live in a dispensation of his grace and his mercy and his favor. We have a chance to repent, to do this over again. Not just only asking God for forgiveness, but we have to change.
Yeah.
That's true repentance.
Amen.
Changing from your evil ways,
yeah.
Your mindset, your fleshly ways, your thoughts.
Yeah.
That's why Zacharias got in trouble. Mary humbled herself. She just wanted a little clarity because she was a virgin. Yeah. and she just wanted some understanding how this is going to happen to her. But he wrapped himself up in her. He came in unto her.
Yes.
So they had this conversation amongst themselves. I'm talking about God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, I would go down there, wrap myself up in flesh, to show them how I'm going to live this life. I'm going to be an example of how you can make it in this life, wrapped up in flesh. But we can depend on the Lord,
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shall overtake you, shall overshadow you. That's how it's going to happen. And in 37 verse, it says, For with God, your husband, your wife, your children, your job. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Nothing at all. He said, is there anything too hard for me? I didn't think that when I was going through that cancer. I depended and I put my faith in his, I put myself into his hands. No matter what, that's what you have to do when you get a place in your life, you can't see your way out. Put yourself in his hands.
Yeah.
Trust him.
Yeah.
He will bring you out. He will bring you forth.
Yeah.
She said, so be it. Whatever, okay. Come on with it, okay? I accept the position. See, a lot of times people don't know when you accept the position from the Lord, you know how to baby, oh, we pregnant. You know how to bring joy and everybody playing and stuff, you know, baby showers and all that kind of stuff, and you know, and she was planning her wedding and stuff, you know, she was, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and marry Joseph. She said, uh-oh, I forgot to tell Joseph. Woo! How I'm gonna do this? Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Help me get delivers this news to my husband to be. She was like, Joseph? Baby? Honey? Sugar. Honey bunches of oats. I got something to tell you. It's not no gossip. I'm pregnant. Y'all can see his face.
Yeah.
Who your baby daddy is? I am not the father. Can you imagine now? More before the show back then? Who you got pregnant by? What you done? I thought you loved me. And you are not the father. But who is your baby daddy? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I'm carrying his son. I'm carrying the word. That's who it is. And once you explained that to him, the Bible says he was a just man. That's in Matthew 1, y'all. He was a just man. He was a righteous man. He was a humble man. He was a gentle man. He didn't put it out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and email and, you know. He didn't leave her. He didn't back away from his position.
Amen.
He had the Holy Ghost in him too. He had that seed within him.
Amen.
They was engaged. He said, we're going to continue on with the festivities. We're going to, you know, we're still going to get married. He just put it away private. They went behind closed doors. They didn't expose all out in the public. Blab, I can't stand that on Facebook. They just tell everything. Y'all, your business out there.
Yeah.
Some stuff you all, oh. Okay, let me get off of that. She kept herself pure before God. Both of them. Pure in heart, pure in spirit, pure in her body. Her temple. This is our temple.
Amen.
Pastor, I was talking about what we put in here is going to come out. You put junk in here, it's going to come out. You put gossip in here, it's going to come out. If you put the word of God in you, that's going to come out.
Amen.
You ain't got time for no foolishness, especially in these days. We living in the last day. So much is going on. You got time for all that mess and foolishness. The Holy Ghost. Nothing shall be impossible unto God. God specializes in impossibility. He really does.
Yes, he does.
What seems impossible to us is possible to him.
Amen.
He steps right in the midst of the impossibility. Like when they said, I was going back. I wasn't going to live. If I took that word, I listened to them instead of listening to God, I would have been dead a long time, 20 years ago today.
That's right.
But I didn't listen.
Amen.
Cancer is not a name that the God cannot heal.
Amen.
He cannot give you a miracle. He cannot deliver me from. You may be going through things in your life. That means it seems hard that you can't get out of. But hold on to God.
Amen.
Hold on to the unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
Tie not at the end of that rope and hang on.
Amen.
God loves each and every last one of us.
Amen.
Because he chose us.
Yes,
he chose us.
Yes.
He said, oh, my daughter going through this. My son going through that. I'm going to help him out. He just got to hold on. Hey, I like that the poem yesterday. Who was that sister, Betty Perry Drew's homegoing service? And then she was talking about a poem, Dash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between being born until death.
Right.
But how you going to live that life in between that dash there? That pause there. Are we going to trust in God?
Amen.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Amen. That's right.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Come on.
May see your way out. You can't see your way out. But he'll make it possible.
Amen.
Right.
I like Joseph because he didn't leave her. He didn't walk out on her. He didn't shame her. He didn't embarrass her. He was right there by her side. Okay, we're almost finished. We're going to go down to verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be unto you according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. She hurried into the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, when she heard the greeting, when she said, hello, good afternoon, how are you? Hi. The babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Let's see the common denominator. The Holy Ghost. The angel told Joseph, she's filled with the Holy Ghost. And you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Mary, the Holy Ghost. Now, Elizabeth, the Holy Ghost. The babe leaped He jumped with joy.
Yes.
His spirit bear witness with the Son of God. He was the forerunner.
Yes.
And he is Christ. He was the one to prepare the way.
Yes.
And the Son of God up here.
Yes.
And he was leap with joy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He got excited.
Yes.
She got excited.
Yes.
The baby recognized who the Son of God was. Yes. You.
I saw the forerunner. Even though I was not there, but the Spirit was there and prepared the forerunner and filled him in his mother's womb. I have many more forerunners, but I am the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost. I raised up that one called John, and he later baptized me according to Scripture, but I baptized him first in my power and in my glory, and I baptized you. You are my forerunners in this last days. I've raised up many forerunners that shall go out and proclaim my name and proclaim my greatness and proclaim who I am, that they may come in, that they might be saved, that they might be set free, that they might be filled with this same Holy Ghost that I baptized Paul in. The fields are white, but the workers are few, but I shall energize those, and they shall go out, and they shall come in, saith the Lord.
When Grant, I mean, Tiffany, worship leader over there. Denise always had the long verse.
What you call them?
Yeah, verse, right? What you call them?
Labor,
yeah, there you go. Labor pains.
It'd be over 20 hours.
So one day I was like, when she was having her, it took so long, I said, you know what, I'm going to work. Then I'm going to come back. But while I was at work, I told my manager, I said, ooh, I feel funny. I feel weird. It's like something just left out of me. That was the same time she was being born.
Wow.
I was in labor with her. I carried her right along with her.
Amen.
That's how Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Just yes. Carry you.
Yeah.
Children that I have called and chosen even for this hour. So I would say unto thee, understand this one thing, that as you move and live and know that I'm your moving, I'm your being, and you shall have me as I say so, saith the Lord. Don't change your mind. Don't look to the left or look to the right concerning matters of life. But depend upon me. Move by faith. Let that faith that is in your life lead and guide you in the direction you need to go. Because surely I am the Lord God, and I have placed within you the power, the living power, to move and to breathe and to talk and to understand and to see. And if you allow this blessing to manifest itself in your life, nothing shall overcome thee. No weapon shall be able to overwhelm thee. No problem shall be able to bring thee down. No circumstance shall be able to seduce thee. But you shall stand up right before me, and you shall proclaim, this is the acceptable day of the Lord, for I am that God, and I have placed within you a spirit, an anointing that shall produce an anointing, that shall produce an anointing, that shall produce even another anointing. And out of it you shall know that I am the Lord thy God that is in the earth, that I move through my people, of people that have been once lost but have now been found, of people that were blind but now have made them to see, of people that could not hear but now can hear the Spirit of the Lord. For surely you shall mount up with wings as eagles, and you shall soar above the circumstances and the situations of this life, and it shall be through the power of the Holy Ghost that shall give you the knowledge and the understanding that you have need of in order to rise and fly, saith God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's leap upon our feet. Let's get all excited. Everybody leap upon your feet. The Savior is born. He is God. He is our Lord. Let's praise his holy name. Let's worship him. Let's leap. Get a partner. We're gonna leave. You're gonna be midwives toward one another. We're gonna birth something. We're gonna deliver something. We're gonna get our purpose. We're gonna get out of our mess. Let's leap upon now two people. Two face to face. We're gonna pray each other out. You can see the water breaking. The water is breaking. Pray him out through that pain, that situation. Pray him through. Miracles are here for you. Pray.